Hello and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we bring in real, true facts and we trade them around like they're dirty little pieces of gossip. We rate those facts, but the points don't matter. All that matters is every one of us and all of our guests are extremely hot. I'm Chloe and I wasn't ready for this one. I once, I'll say it, I'll blow up my mom's spot. I once had a shirt that was a Power Rangers shirt, and it was my favorite shirt in the world, and I was acting up, and my mom cut that shirt in half, and when I tell you, I still haven't forgiven her for that. But I have an ex, and I won't say who, that bought me a replica of that same Power Rangers shirt.
Oh, that's a good gift.
And that is still one of the best gifts I've ever gotten. That's a good shirt. It's so soft.
Aw.
Yeah.
My name is Rachel, and I had a toy piano as a child that I named Mr. Music. I did think that was a brand, but then I recently found out I just called him Mr. Music. Oh. That my parents ended up hiding, and they told me that it broke because I played it so poorly, that they were like, we can't handle this anymore. And I then found it a long time ago. I don't know why they didn't just like dispose of it. They were like, we're just going to hide this for a while and she'll forget about it, but it didn't happen.
Wow. Hi, my name is Shem. My brother once had like a little jumper that had like a bunch of people, like little kids, like holding hands on it, and it was called like Happy Friends or something like that as the title of the text. And then my dad took it off him and said, you can't wear this, it looked gay, and then gave it to me to wear.
I was like, wow, that's horrible. But he knew you were a lesbian all along.
He knew.
Deep down.
Interesting man.
Great, and I'm Nathan Pearson. I'm so excited to be here. I, growing up, was the biggest fan of Britney Spears, and all I wanted for Christmas was a lavalier mic, the mic that kind of goes over your ear, hangs over your mouth, and my parents were so kind, got me one. I don't think I ever plugged it in, but I would just wear it around the house, so it was like I was equally Britney Spears and a drive-thru order taker.
Like, I also picture you, like, producer, just like, and okay, the talent is coming through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bury that.
Oh, I'm obsessed. Okay, he is Britney Spears of in his own right, you know. He's a comedian. He's the host of Secure the Gag podcast. We are so excited to welcome Nathan Pearson to the pod.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Yes, I'm very Britney Spears, tits out on the beach.
Yes.
Traveling, posting pictures of just beautiful flowers on my Instagram.
I love the like little beautiful e-cards that are like, a mother's garden is only watered with her love.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I came up with that off the fly. That's beautiful.
That's really good.
It was good.
I should write for that.
Yeah.
I love that. I used to wear my dad's Bluetooth around the house and pretend it was a mic. Different energy, but like same goal.
Are you a bad business woman now? Like, is that?
You know, I was a bad businesswoman in my day job for a while, and now I'm desperately running out of steam.
And by that I mean, like, did you go around the house like having conference calls, like being like, you know, stocks are down, holding your ear?
No, that was just the closest I had to the lav mic, where like, I am Britney.
Okay, got it.
I would occasionally go into that, of course.
Okay, great.
I used to take my grandfather's pipe to school until I realized it was like full of tobacco, so it wasn't loud. But I, like, it's a whole just, like, gesture, and then go to it, because it's just great for making a point.
Oh, little Shem. I just imagine you as like a little Sherlock Holmes.
Argyle sweater.
Like in a trench coat with like a little pipe, being like, listen to me, people.
I wouldn't punish that kid. I would let them. I would let them, you know, use the prop.
Oh yeah.
I have solved this math homework.
Yes.
Chloe, please.
Can you also, if you're not too busy, share the first fact?
I do have a couple of things going on at the moment, but I will make time for this fact.
Thank you so much.
Which was that the 18th century king of Sweden, Gustav III, had a vendetta against coffee. He thought it was poison and was going to, like, he hated it with, like, a burning passion. So he tried to, like, wipe it out. And he tried to, like, prove how harmful it was to humanity by finding a pair of identical twins who'd been approved of crimes and they're going to be executed. He gave them a stay of execution and then said, you have life imprisonment, and then one of you twins have to drink 3 pots of coffee every single day for the rest of your life, and the other twin will have to drink 3 pots of tea for the rest of your life. And then what he was hoping is that the person who had to, like, drink a bunch of coffee would, like, die immediately or, like, be poisoned. Then he could go, aha, you see, coffee is bad, and it should be banned from Sweden. But the tea drinker died at 83. The king only lived till 46. And then the coffee drinker lasted even longer than the tea drinker. So yeah, it was, you know, not what he had intended, but it was what he did.
3 pots sounds extreme, depending on how large a pot was back in those days.
I mean, I could do 3 pots of tea to the dome every day. Like, that's standard. And then I drink almost as much coffee, both in the same go. So
Shem's gonna live forever, baby.
Yeah. Do you drink water? Well, I guess that has water.
That does not count as drinking water. I discovered, like,
Chloe.
I don't know.
Chloe's like, anything with water. Anything with water counts as your hydration.
Well, yeah. If you have a cat, you feel like their wet food is their. That's how they get water too. Same for humans. Okay, you're not a scientist. No, you're not. No.
I'm dead.
That's interesting that it was Sweden too. That, like, that. I wonder, like, what's the connection between Sweden and the coffee? Because I know Swedes really love sweets, like candy, like like Swedish candy, like gummies and stuff, is really big in Swedish culture. So I wonder what the aversion to coffee was. If it's because it was bitter, that's the conclusion I'm making.
I used to go to Sweden a bunch to, like, teach and do improv, and they had these, like, insane, like, cream buns, like called semla, and they look like 2 bagels almost on top of each other, with a third bagel that's just cream. Like, they're just so creamy and sweet. But I can imagine, like, tackling one of those with a cup of coffee, and it was, like, all the rage amongst the upper classes in, like, the 18th century. Like, everyone's like, oh, this new drink, coffee, is wild stuff.
Oh, I'm looking at a semla right now, sorry, that's why my mouth was agape. Yeah, that's really funny. I feel like in my head went to, like, oh, it has to be with, like, how they taxed it or something like that. I'm like, it was probably some money. But also, I just like thinking that he was like, I don't like this, so no one else can have it.
Yeah.
We love someone who's a little petty.
Yeah, I wish I had that power.
No one's allowed to. What would I ban? Food-wise. There's a lot of things I would ban, like.
Oh, that looks so good, Shem.
It's too creamy for me.
I love it. I love it. I want it.
That's my favorite kind of, like, little puffy, like frosting. Get out of here. Fine, whatever. But that puff thing, that, yeah.
I'll make you a little vegan one.
Oh, thanks.
I think I can do that. We'll see.
Okay.
Shem, that fact is as hot as the cup of coffee that McDonald's spilled on that woman.
Oh, my God.
And they wouldn't have done that if coffee was banned.
That's fair. That's so true.
Justice for her lap. Thank you, Rachel.
Sorry to that woman.
Shem, that fact is as hot as Robin, who, if she's not Swedish, She's definitely pulling from Swedish music.
Oh, Robin the singer.
Yes.
Oh, she's hot a Swedish queen. She's okay. A Swedish queen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Swedish, hot and Swedish.
I can stay gay.
And I just want to say, add on and say that's as hot as the horse meatballs at IKEA.
Very hot.
Hot.
Ooh, ooh.
Hot and not what I want.
Which, Rachel, is how I describe you. Because you're my best friend. But I don't want you. Hot. Can you bring the next fact?
Wow, I really like that. Yes. Okay. I thought this was a really random thing, but now as I'm doing a little bit more research on it, y'all might know about it. So I wanted to talk about phantom kangaroos. Okay. Nathan's giving me, I don't know.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, I like read this line in an article and it was like, everyone knows about phantom animals. And I was like, Do we? But it's basically a phenomenon of people finding either a kangaroo or kangaroo footprints in places where, like, kangaroos should not be. Do you know this?
No, but okay. I love this.
Yes. And it's a phenomenon that enough people have reported that there are, like, little communities of people being like, I found this kangaroo. What do I do with it? Just not where it's native. Some of the explanations for this that they have put up were like escaped zoo animals or circus animals, which did happen in the UK. They proved like one of the phantom kangaroos. But also publicity stunts by businesses that were using photographs from Australia. I want to dig into more about that. I did not, but that is a weird publicity stunt. But other people suggest that the mass outbreak in sightings is a form of mass hysteria, of people just seeing kangaroos where they shouldn't be. But there's a few places where this has been reported. One of them was in France. And there's a population of wallabies that have just, like, shown up in France, and they believe that they descended from a population that escaped from a zoological reserve in the 70s. In Japan, between 2003 and 2010, there was a mass reporting of kangaroo sightings in Osaka, which I'm looking to Shem because Shem has lived in Japan. Is that a place?
Not
where
in Osaka.
Okay, I was just gonna say, like, knowing more about the geography than I do, would that be a wild place for a kangaroo to reside?
Literally anywhere in Japan is a wild place for a kangaroo to reside.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, and then in the U.S. in Tennessee, over a 5-day period, a kangaroo-like beast was reported several times, and apparently killed someone. And a few animals in the 1930s. But anyways, all these people are seeing kangaroos where they shouldn't be. It's freaky. None of this is scientifically proven.
The kangaroo is one of those animals where my body wants to be like, hello, let me hug you. And I know that's not the right animal to approach. I mean, no animal, I guess, really, you should approach in the wild. I don't know. But I really want to, like, bell, like, whatever the ha, 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 but I want to do that with, like, approach kangaroo.
Snow
it's
White.
Not, it's, thank you.
No, I love that. I love, like, an Australian Snow White. You're
oi.
Like,
oi, oi, oi. No. Oi, oi, oi. I'm so sorry.
I think it's, like, even the phonetics of the name, like, kangaroo, it just sounds so fun. You're like, yeah. Oh, let me, like, have a party with a bunch of kangaroos.
Mm-hmm. And, like, have the fact that a little baby is, maybe it's in there, maybe, oop, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Their pouches creep me out, but.
Oh, they're disgusting.
Have you seen pictures of their muscles up close?
No.
Imagine, okay. it just, like, imagine, like, the most, like, jacked. Okay, some of these have to be photoshopped. But just, like, imagine some of the most, like, jacked, no, these are real, gym bros that you can, like, on a kangaroo. Like, it, like,
oh my God, are these no. real? We're looking at photos of jacked kangaroos with blood on them.
some of these are like, this is real.
These literally look like my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. it's like meatheads, but
truly meathead. What?
Yeah, it should.
No.
You should not go up to them. It
if anyone wants to be like upset, look at kangaroo on all fours.
Yeah, also that.
Or have you seen the kangaroos when they're on their tails fighting each other?
No. On their tails?
They use their tails as like a leg.
No.
For support. So when they like do like boxing, stop they it. Like will like
pick oh them and she's my. Like a
Stop it. I hate that. And that tail is probably so muscular. Anyways, that's all I can think of. There are these like kangaroo people I follow on TikTok. And every time I see one up close, I'm like, absolutely not, absolutely not, absolutely not.
What are they? Can you elaborate on kangaroo people? Do they have a like, is it a nature reserve or are they like trying to be kangaroos?
It's a kangaroo trying to be a person. No.
Okay, good. I was hoping for that one. No,
it is like a nature reserve type of mm-hmm. a thing. Like, I think it's like people in Australia that just like have them. A farm sounds like bad, not like the correct mm-hmm. Word, but it is like a not
sanctuary?
Like a.
Oh, that's the right word, maybe. Oh, not maybe yeah. not for this, but that is a nice word.
Sanctuary is a beautiful word. I wouldn't call this a sanctuary though, because I don't know how nice it is to the kangaroos.
Okay.
But it's like I wouldn't say it's like as professional as like a nature preserve. But it's not as like, you know how like Tiger Joe, what's his name?
Tiger King. Yeah.
It feels like that. Like you shouldn't be owning these kangaroos, okay. but they do. Is the vibe that I got from it. But anyways, how terrifying would that be to see one where it doesn't belong?
I think it's funny that it's like that kangaroos are the prevalent thing, but like I'm just free when I see a deer, and like I'm from Georgia, like if I see a deer I'm still like shocked, because I'm like, oh my god, a deer, like I haven't seen one of those in a while. But like, so to like see a kangaroo, I would be afraid, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Especially just, like, hopping toward me. No. Mm-mm. No, thank you. But I do like thinking that it's just this phenomenon that is not even, it's a bit of hysteria. It's not even real.
I can't get over how jacked that kangaroo was.
Chloe's fallen back in love.
Yeah. Oh, God. I should call him.
I knew I was attracted to my ex for a reason. I didn't know it's because he resembled the kangaroo.
Oh, man. God, Rach, your fact is as hot as my ex to someone, not to me.
To
but
his wife,
your fact was really hot, though.
Thank you so much.
Rachel, that fact was as hot as seeing a kangaroo in the gym, just like just squatting away on like a bench going, yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah,
that's a phantom sight.
Yeah, as hot as cruising a kangaroo in the gym sauna.
Oh my god, now I'm just imagining a kangaroo with like a little towel over his pouch. Mm-hmm. Oh, but the male kangaroos don't have pouches, but also who's to say.
Well, I was trying to work the segue and I can't.
Who's to say? Chloe's to say. And Chloe's
I'm to say Nathan is next. Shem, that was great.
You all, I'm so. Okay, yeah, I'm that, so excited Nathan. To share my fact. So this week I was reading in this little publication called The New Yorker. There's an article called Thrill of the Hunt by Abe Streep. Okay. And it's all about people who are shed hunters, which I didn't know was a thing. No. But basically people who go to like Wyoming and stuff to go to like these natural parks and like open spaces and collect shedded antlers that have like fallen off of elk and stuff, which I didn't realize. Like I thought that like game was hunted and that's how they got a lot of antlers. But apparently it's like people scavenging just like in a forest against each other, trying to find these like giant antlers, and then they flip them for like thousands of dollars to like different people who either use them for like dog bones or decor or pharmaceutical related stuff.
Whoa.
But what I thought was really interesting was that deer and elk are not native to New Zealand, but European settlers imported deer there. This is kind of similar to your fact, Rachel, about like non-native species, but like, and then in 1905, President Theodore Roosevelt gifted the country of New Zealand 20 elk from Yellowstone. And now New Zealand runs a $53 million antler industry.
Stop.
Because of this. And I was like so blown away that like this industry exists because these animals were taken to a place they don't belong to. And now the people are just, you know, selling their antlers for millions of dollars.
So there's many millions. Oh my gosh.
There's so much I want to impact. I'm impact? Wow, Rachel, unpack.
You are going to impact the industry.
Thank you. Just give me 15 elk and see what I can do. One, I do love I love like weird little subculture. So the idea of like the subculture of these like battling shed hunters, which the other thing I was going to say is when you first said shed hunter, I was imagining like Antique Roadshow, but they go and look at like sheds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like house hunters shed version. And then, but now the...
It's even better.
But the fact that, yeah, Rachel, like you said, the fact that there's a community and they're like, you know, there's like crazy rivalries in like mm-hmm. certain, like, this is my turf, get out of here. Oh, I love this.
And what's interesting is that a lot, there are like some prominent like influencers who like vlog about their experience on like YouTube and stuff. And the rest of the community is like so anti them because they feel like they've driven prices or they've driven like competition up by making it more popular online. And so now there's even more people trying to hunt for these antlers and shed hunting.
Oh, that's really interesting. I want like a Tiger King-esque documentary about these ruling kingdoms, except also I'm like, there's probably gotta be some like, I don't know, Tiger King had that weird like tiger cult, there's gotta be some kind of antler something.
Mm.
You don't just pick up antlers for a living and be normal. Shem.
I'm looking at the website with the top 10 essential gear for shed hunting, and I was like, yeah, this sounds real cool. But it's all like a backpack, a map, like binoculars, shoes, and then right down the bottom at like number 9 is like a big wire saw for cutting up like antlers. And it's like, okay, that's like a thing that's specific. Everything, and it's like $7.99, like $8 on Amazon. But like, everything else has just been like, yeah, just a nice pair of shoes.
Meaning, are we all gonna go look for some stuff now? Some shed? Mm-hmm. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, we are. But I would be down to just go around the country looking at people's sheds in their backyard.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more equipped to do that.
Especially, I don't know why I just keep thinking about the concept of a she shed. Mm-hmm. Because like, why do we have to?
I hate it so
gender,
much.
Why do we have to gender our sheds? Like anyone can have a shed.
It's like, yeah, it's like, and the worst version of that is like man cave. Like it's so, I hate it so much.
I know.
What is a she shed?
I think it was started in response to like men having their man caves, whatever. Women were like, I'm going to build a she shed. It's just a shed that they have put their interests in, but they have to call it a she shed as to not be, you know, suspected to be a lesbian.
I don't like that trend. I love she said she shed. That is that makes it worthwhile.
Okay, we're starting a new podcast together called He Said She Shed.
Wait, no, that's the name of our docuseries where we just go around and look at she sheds.
Oh my god, Shem.
Okay, can then the podcast is She Shed After Dark.
Stop. And that's where we all have like one glass of wine. Yes. We sit in our own separate she sheds and gab. Yes. Wow, that is fascinating. I'm curious to know if it has any, because like part of me is like, okay, this is like nice that they're not like actually hunting the animals.
But
I wonder if it has, it's got to have some environmental impact. Like those antlers could have been used as a shelter.
Yeah, and they're, well, and also I'll say like, I'm sure the line is blurry. I mean, there are definitely people out there who are doing it in a negative way, but I didn't realize how like nutrient rich the antlers were. And so people are talking about that because they're like, if you're taking them from the environment, is it going to damage the agricultural state of these places?
Yeah, interesting. Okay, your fact is as hot as, and I'm going to say this reference without knowing the reference, as hot as, have you seen Yellow Jackets?
I've watched the first couple eps.
Okay.
Go for it.
It's not spoiling anything because I haven't seen it. So it's just an image I know from the show. The antler queen, which is like what people call this like image of a person with antlers on. It's as hot as that. Hot and spooky.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
That fact, Nathan, that fact was as hot as the furious people of New Zealand getting a tax bill from the United States government for that free and the money they've been not paying on.
It's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Nathan, that fact was as hot as just like a good surf in New Zealand, a good one.
Oh my god, thank you so much. That's a hard, I think one of the hardest accents to do is.
Which is funny because Chloe's usually very good at it.
I'm just having too much fun.
I'm just having a good old time.
It's wild because Lindsay, who is normally here, speaks an Australian/New Zealand accent all the time without prompting. She used to live that way. So thank you, Chloe, for filling it. That was...
Anytime. And I will also bring us home with the last fact. It's a quickie. It is, I feel like people tend to think of dinosaurs as just like the dinosaurs. They were alive when the dinosaurs were alive. But actually, two dinosaurs will focus on in particular, the T-Rex, which also I'm reading, this isn't part of the fact, but it might actually be a couple different species of dinosaur research, or like archaeologists are starting to be like, eh? But whatever. So T-Rex and Stegosaurus, there was actually 70 million years or so between when those two dinosaurs even existed. So to the T-Rex, the Stegosaurus was just like, ancient, absolutely ancient, not existent anymore. And so just thinking about that, and then just time, and then we're here so much later. Just what?
What's coming next?
Yeah, so quick, but at a time.
That's wild. Because I think about all the dinosaurs being together for like 1 year.
Truly, truly.
The wildest year of our lives.
They all went to college together, and that was it. It was just...
best year of our lives. Is that what you said?
Yeah. But like millions of years, I just can't.
That is upsetting to think about.
It's also kind of freeing because it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
That's,
a movie set in 2007 maybe, and then all the characters had flip phones and they couldn't handle it. Like, it was like so ridiculous to think about, like, why are you doing this? And like at the end, George Clooney like takes a photo of this woman as she's been like caught murdered, and he holds up his little shitty phone camera and like does like a picture of her, but it's holding like an old like basically black and white camera, and it's like, that image is useless and you're not able to send it to anyone. Why are you doing this? So dinosaurs I can't process.
So okay, so does this mean when the comet came, one of those dinosaurs didn't even see the comet because they were already extinct?
Yes. The Stegosaurus was gone.
And Stegosaurus is the one that looks like a little comb, right? Like the little back with the spikes.
Yeah. So if I, to put like numbers to it, where'd we go? So the Stegosaurus roamed the Earth during the late Jurassic period, 156 to 144 million years ago. The T-Rex, 67 to 65 million years ago. So there's that huge gap between when they even were alive.
Can I ask, I definitely am, like, I'm asking beyond probably, Clay, what you've research, but I'm just curious, I'll pose it like this. I'm curious, like, what the contemporaries of each of them are then. Like,
a great question. And
I know, like, one species going extinct doesn't mean they all went extinct, but it does blow my mind. Now I'm just looking at pictures of
Stegosaurus. It's like if someone says, like, this is my comparison. It's like saying that, like, you know, pop music is like, instead of just saying it's all artists of today, it's like, oh no, like you grab the most famous pop artists of each decade and then those are pop artists. It's kind of like what we're doing with dinosaurs.
That is so true, though.
It is. Like, okay, wait.
That's how I can digest it.
I hate to blow your minds, but.
Okay, but looking at Stegosaurus, a pop star. Sorry, Rachel.
Looking at a picture of a Stegosaurus, just look at those arms. Look at that tail. Look at that leg.
No, Rachel. Don't do it, Rachel.
What does that remind you of, Chloe? A kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, I don't know what I'm saying. We found a relative, and that's why kangaroos are so muscular. Truly freaky to think about. Also, does that, like, disprove some Land Before Time stuff?
No, that was that holds up.
Okay, what about Jurassic Park? Oh, wait, that was all fake. So they just did whatever they wanted.
So oh,
in the scenario of Jurassic Park, you would get all those animals together going, who the fuck are these guys?
I've never seen this before.
So, I don't belong with these guys. Let me ask.
And maybe that's a plot hole that they didn't explore. Like, really, the dinosaurs are just upset because they were like, I don't recognize any of these people.
You know what?
Because they 100% did exactly what you did. They only took the stars. And they were like, where are my girls?
Mm-hmm. Where are my girls?
We're in the limelight, but
bring out my girls. My girls. Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but Land Before Times has a Stegosaurus and a T-Rex. So, wrong.
And like 13 movies, they keep making them. There's like a whole series of Land Behind Before Time movies that I just didn't know. Like Littlefoot and the crew just have adventures.
Oh, I know, yeah.
The first one, I can't imagine. It was sad enough. I don't want to do more.
I can't afford to.
I love that we all talked about animals, except Shem.
Yeah, what the fuck, Shem?
That's what I think of Swedish people. No, I didn't know we were coming with a theme.
We did talk about horse meatballs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It worked. Chloe, that fact is as hot, 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 hot as the pop star of comets, the comet that made the dinosaurs go extinct.
Thank you. There we go. Pop star of comets. The comet.
You know what I mean.
Asteroid.
There we go.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, because I was also struggling.
Shem's like, this is wild. What does Rachel say?
Chloe, that fact was as hot as any actor inside a Barney costume, especially for a long period of time, swang out and then complaining about the historical inaccuracies from within.
Thank you.
Chloe, that fact was as hot as the sound booth where the voice actors were when they did the voices for The Land Before Time.
Ooh. I don't know. My body tells me someone big was in it. I'm looking it up now.
Wait, Chloe, do you know about the... Oh, that was Land Before Time. Duck, Duck, Ducky, Duck, whatever.
Ducky, yeah. I think so.
With the tragic life story. She was like a toddler, and then she was like... She and her mom were like killed brutally. She always said, yep, yep. Mm. Yep, yep. Yeah. And this that's what her so tombstone says.
Familiar. Oh.
We've definitely, I think we talked about this on the podcast maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah. I'll look that up later. Nathan, we have come to arguably the most important part of the pod, where you, as our perfect guest, we need you to pick the hottest fact. We will all recap, And as a reminder, you can absolutely pick your own. Guests have done it before. They'll do it again, and you should 100% do it if that feels right. Okay, to recap, I can't remember the order.
Mm-hmm. Gustav III of Sweden.
Oh, yes. No coffee, baby. Then we had those phantom kangaroos.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I had the T-Rex and Stegosaurus were not together.
And I talked about Roosevelt importing elk into New Zealand.
Oh my gosh. What a spicy ep.
Yeah, and honestly.
I'm happy to present the hottest facts to Rachel. Phantom kangaroos. I love that it was you took us on a journey, you know. we think that phantom kangaroos, it's like something mysterious, like phantom, like a Danny Phantom maybe. And then you took us there on a Bigfoot journey, and then we got horny together. And that is how I like every fact to end.
Yes.
I love that. Physically hot and mentally hot.
Yes. Which is, Nathan, exactly like you. Physically hot, mentally hot, emotionally hot. People have fallen in love with you if they weren't already. Where can they get more of you?
That's so nice of you to say. You can follow me at Nathan K. Pearson. You can follow and listen to my podcast at Secure the Gag. And I think I'm going to go to Australia and find maybe map the kangaroos and like their lineage, find out why they leave.
I love that.
Wow. That's beautiful.
And I can't wait for her podcast. She should.
That's the biggest win of
podcast. We'll plug that one in our description. As always, we are Trash Comedy. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter. You can do other stuff. We're part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network. We have a live show every last Thursday of the month in Brooklyn at the Art Bar and Cafe. Thank you. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.